You want your hat on?
Marilyn wanted me to take a picture of my life in Fish Lake Valley, where I came in here and where I began. And this is it. Up there is Gilbert Pass, and I work for Von Gilbert here on this ranch. That up there is Cottonwood Creek. I used to walk from here to there, ride a horse, sometimes drive a tractor or a truck or something. We'd go up there and go fishing. We didn't have electricity here then. This is the ranch where I learned to drive a car. There's pictures of me standing in front of that old water tower there. And that old cabin there was here. It was really nice. The Quonset hut was really nice. Back there where that tree is behind the Quonset hut was where our horse corrals were. I trained 19 wild Mustangs here at one time. We were running 300 cattle here, and we had some bulls. And I told stories about it. This is our shop where we worked on things, worked on the tractors, whatever. People would come up here, they'd stay in this cabin there, and then of course we rented out the Quonset hut. Had real good it was good facilities, wood burning cook stove and everything in there. This well right here was the coldest, clearest water. It came out freezing out of the ground. There must have been a glacier or something underneath this ground. I couldn't believe how cold it was. That's where our garden was. Our chicken pens were out there. And you look here. If you remember ever hearing me talking about my dog running the bulls off, the bulls came from here. We let them run out. We had 1,400 acres of sagebrush out here where we used to run cattle. Now, this is all on the Snow Goose Ranch where I used to live when I came to Fish Lake Valley. But down through there, there was nothing out there that was all this range. And it goes all the way down from here, Fish Lake Valley, it turns into Eureka Valley and then Saline Valley down there. Now, I'm going to take you down to where I lived when I came here. The first home I ever lived in was right down there. The road far away down there is the road that goes to Las Vegas, Beatty, and Goldfield. It goes over the Leidy Pass. Now, we have a lot of smoke here today. The smoke is from the California fires. My dog one time, Yukon and Mitty, we had the cattle dogs. Yukon was a wild mutt, a pit bull, collie, boxer, chow, German shepherd, and all things all mixed together. Well, I brought him up here with me, and he made a real good cow dog. But Yukon was really stubborn. If you told him to do something, he kept on doing it. He didn't stop. One night, the bulls came from up here off of this range, came down the road, and went down there to the Snow Goose Ranch where we lived down there, and the bulls were Brahma bulls. We were breeding Brahma bulls with Angus cattle. And they got to rubbing on the porch. The whole house was shaking. We'll take you down there in a little bit. We got out there and said, "Mickey, Yukon, get him out of here." Well, out there, from that house down there to there is 1 mile. Well, Mitty and Yukon ran him down there. Now, that was Gail Murphy's home down there. He was now all of these roads in Fish Lake Valley, Highway 264, was gravel. Gail Murphy lived down there, and he had a chicken ranch. I used to help him with these chickens. Anyway, Yukon and Mitty went to this corner down there, and Mitty went back. The Yukon chased those cattle all the way down to Saline Valley. And to the beginning of Saline Valley. And we had to go get them. And that's the night. We rode all night long. We went down there the next day. And we rode all night, all day, and almost all night bringing the bulls back up here. This is where we were. I'm going to let you see how far this is. As Marilyn drives us around, we're going to go on down, and we're going to go down to where I used to live. This is the first place I lived, the first house I ever lived in. I always lived in a shack before that, because we were very poor Indians. And that's where Yukon chased those cattle all the way down there. Now, there were wild burros down there. My dad always gave me a pistol, and I rode a horse named Jaquita. And she would have one eye, and she shied at everything that you could think of. And he rode a horse also. And we went down there and drove those cattle back up here, those bulls back up here, all up till about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when we came in here. And he was singing Ghost Riders in the Sky, and El Paso Dale could sing, like Frankie Lane and Marty Robbins and all of them rolled into one. Now, this is part of the Snow Goose Ranch now. And it even says Snow Goose on the side of the hay here still. But this was not under pasture here, just some of it. There's about 80 or 100 acres here, 120 acres that is, that was under alfalfa. But now there's a lot more. We'll go down here, and like I said, Gail Murphy, he was the one that graded the California, the roads all the way to the California line. And there's a Snow Goose Ranch right there. And that's where when I came to Fish Lake Valley. Fish Lake Valley had an effect on me like Hannibal, Missouri did on Mark Twain. I'm not comparing myself with Mark Twain by any means, but it had the same kind of effect. It gave him something to talk about and to love all the rest of his life. And those are the Silver Peak Range there. They go up to about 11,000 feet, I think. And there's where they drilled a new well in here. This was this called the Snow Goose Ranch Road at that time. Now they got different names for everything. It's called Canyon Road. And the Ranch Road here. And Maryland turns to the left. Down there was the old chicken barns. Gail Murphy. That's where I went down there. I took care of his chicken for me when he took off. And anyway, lived there. Gail Murphy had a gas light in his house. Gas lights from propane. Anyway, it looks like they're leveling the land out here and getting ready to plant something. They've got these big bales of hay now. This was all sagebrush here when I was young. Right down here before this house, it was the dugout house there. And that dugout had a real nice wood-burning cook stove in it. And evidently they caved all that in. The house here, where I live, had a windmill out in front, and you can see pictures of that on the website photo gallery. Right down here by this telephone pole. Now, in the 1960s, we didn't have electricity in this valley until about 1960. And in the 1960s, they brought electricity through here. There was an electric line, which is that line there that went to Goldfield. Always, but they wouldn't let us have any electricity through it here in the valley at all. Now, this home was a very nice home. In 1953, when I started coming to Fish Lake Valley and working here, I moved here, I think it was in 1955 or 56. Solid, went to school. And this was my dream home. It was so beautiful. I'd never lived in a home like this, never even thought that I possibly could live in a home like this home. And I'll get Marilyn to drive all the way up to the front of the home and stop. It's made out of concrete block. If I could, I'd move this up on the ranch, up on the creek up there. And just pull on up a little further. And stop right here. This is where I lived, and there's where the bulls rubbed on the front porch. The windmill stood right there, and there were buildings out here. Our washhouse was out there. This place is in terrible shape now. I don't know why they don't do something with it. It's a real good home. It's 3 bedrooms. And it's like people have shot it up and everything else. gangsters come up here, tear things up. I'll just show you the inside of it. This was a big living room. The kitchen was over there. My bedroom was over there. And my mom and dad lived there in that bedroom. And that is the stairs that went up to the full attic that we have in here. There's another bedroom right here. My bedroom was over there. And beyond that, we had a great big kitchen table right there. And the floors were all just like this wall here. They were all knotty pine. It was a beautiful home. I hate to see it like this. It breaks my heart to see this. When we took off every day if I wasn't driving a tractor or something, you have to realize I was only 7 years old when I moved to Fish Lake Valley. But I began working just like a man. And driving tractors and working in the fields just like I was a grown-up. I did as much work as any man. I was very strong, very big. And we walked from here, or like I said, drove a tractor, sometimes rode a horse. But we couldn't leave the horses unless we turned them loose and let them go back into the pen. I had a horse corral out there in the back. Now, there was a stagecoach road out here. You can walk right straight out that road, and out there was the old stagecoach road, and I found a lot of things that fell off the stagecoaches. And now, up in at the museum, there was a house out there. The old boy named Blackie lived on the stagecoach road, and that was where they stopped, and they had fresh horses. Every few miles, they had fresh horses. They used to take these wild Mustangs and just take them wild, hobble them, blindfold them, and put them in a harness, and take them out there and then turn them loose. And people used to stand on the side of the road watching what they would do. And sometimes they just drove them plumb to death. And they would just cut the horses loose and leave them on the side of the road dead. And just pull whatever. Anyway, down in these places, that's where all of this took place. And now we're still going down the road of where I used to walk to catch the bus. My bus driver was Pearl Bias. Jim Bias was her husband. And up there where I live now on Chattavich Creek, Jim Bias' house is right there on the corner where you turn up Jim and Pearl Bias and the Mondays. This was all gravel road, but they took real good care of them, much better than they are now. And there wasn't no washboards in them. They cut them, graded all the time. They were constantly grading roads, summer and winter here. And like I said, that's the road that goes there to Lida, which was a little old town up there at one time. Now we're coming up here. The guys by the name of Hayes lived here in this place when we went to school up here with them. And then the next ranch over is the Oasis Ranch. And the Oasis Ranch, is a very old ranch. The McNetts owned it a long time ago. It was Oasis, California. Now, when I lived here in Fish Lake Valley, the only phone in the whole valley was right back there on that back porch, where I showed you the door opened up on the back porch. We had to leave that back porch open. Had a ringer telephone, one long and two short. Oasis number one. Not even Cord had a telephone here at that time. And here is where I walked all the way down here and walked all the way back. In the summertime, of course, we were out of school until after June, and we started in September at that time. And right here is where we caught the bus. And right here is where the sheriff of Esmeralda County, back then, Don Imus, his son drove all the way from Lida and would leave an old truck down here, and he'd drive that truck back home. And of course, sometimes he'd give us a ride back to where we lived. Now over here to the right is the Oasis, California, the Oasis Ranch. Now if you ever heard the song, The Strawberry Roan, The Strawberry Roan was here. And the postmaster, I cannot remember his name, he wrote the story of the Strawberry Roan, and the Strawberry Roan was on the Oasis Ranch at that time. The Albert Alexis family out of Arvin bought it from the Magnet family. Just keep on driving fast, Marilyn. Yeah, I've got all this out here. Now, the Magnet family sold the ranch to Albert Alexis family, and the Alexis family had it for quite a while. They grew potatoes here. Now, there's where the Hayes lived, right there. Just keep going. Fish Lake Valley. Welcome to the scenic Fish Lake Valley. Shortcut to Yosemite. These are all black locust trees here. Or elm trees. There's black locust there. Most of them are elm trees here. Now, here, so the north on this road is 266. 168 goes to Big Pine, California. Just keep on going. One time, a long time ago, we caught this whole place. It was all big, tall sagebrush, white sage, which cattle just thrived on. And we caught it on fire by accident. We were burning trash down about the Quonset hut. We had a grader down there, and we had to go out there and grade the road several times. And we were going to slow down here, and I'll show you the. Just go on a little further, Marilyn.
You want to take a picture of the sign?
Yeah. There's Oasis Ranch. It used to be Oasis, California. There was a post office box there and everything at that time. And Oasis School was still going when I was here. And when I came here in 53, it closed down, I think, in 1957 was the last year. Or early 58. Yeah, 58 was the last year, the spring semester. In 59, they had to haul them here all the way. There was up to Dyer School. Right here was the Sagecoach stop, and the old white schoolhouse was there. There was a lake out here at one time. Now, there were Indian homes in here for hundreds of years, and they built their little homes in here, and they lived up on the side of that ranch. On the Cottonwood Creek. The Kennedy family live right there to this day. They're related to the Patterson family. We'll go on down here. When Dakota was little, we used to have a big herd of wild Mustang down there, and they had a white stallion. And Thomas, her brother, would always say, "There's Silver. That's my horse. That's Silver." Now, you look down here, and you see the Oasis Ranch. It was a very big ranch. They had great big cotton. This gigantic cotton, or not cotton, but potato cellars down there. You could drive a team of horses underneath there. You couldn't take tractors down there because it would be... You'd gas yourself, but they still used horses and wagons to carry the potatoes down in the big, big cellars. And the cellars were like 5 or 10 acres large. And here is another Mexican man that came into the valley, and he started this ranch here. It's probably 160 acres or so. I cannot remember his name, but I bought my desk that I have still in California from him many, many years ago. He bought it from the military surplus sales. Now, as we come down Fish Lake Valley here, this we're in California right now. When I first lived in Fish Lake Valley, I lived in Oasis, California. That was Oasis, California. There used to be herds of wild horses in here all the time. There are a few left in here, and cattle running.
there's different roads that go up into the Silver Peaks there, to old mines and things.
I'll click this off for now until we come up to another place. I think the California line is up here. Nevada line is up here pretty soon. We might see wild mustangs out here someplace.
Can you get those pictures there? The mountains?
Yes.
There's one ranch after another down here. Ralph Keyes has a ranch right here. He's the commissioner of Esmeralda County now. And Wallace, Jim Wallace, was a good friend of my father's. Now, if you remember, when I've told stories about Jim Daniels and the cowboys in this area, this is all the range that they ran with at that time. They ran cattle on all of this big sage. They burned it off, and there's little sage in here now that used to be 12 foot tall in here. All of this, you couldn't see a horse on a rider out there. Now, on down here, I think this is probably Keys, and then it goes into Wallace's ranch. Then it goes from Wallace's to Wright. Now, Bill Wright was still alive when I lived here when I was young. His father, and then Bill Wright, his son, and Lida Bell Wright, the senior Bill Wright, she was the postmaster for Fish Lake Valley for probably 40 years. Bill Wright came into this valley in the late 1800s. They came in here on wagon and horses, a team. They came out of Wyama. The Hudsons followed him up here, and back in the 50s, 40s, and 50s, this was a land that would be settled. The United States government had actually taken this from the Western Shoshone tribe illegally, but they were opening this land to homesteading, so you could homestead 160 acres, your wife could homestead 160 acres, your kids could homestead, and it went on and on and on.
But this was the Wild West when I moved here. Many, many years ago, in 1953. I started living here full-time about 1955, and I lived here until 1960. And we would go and mustang up in the Trail Canyon where I live now.
Now we're coming into the Wallace Ranch down here. And down here is where Doug DeGrazio lives. We'll come to that area over another little ride where he lives. Doug DeGrazio was a cameraman on Last Man Standing and many, many shows and movies over the years. And back in the 80s, I guess it was, when I lived up here, I pulled into Chalfont, California, and he was
filming a movie, directing a movie called Salience. And Rip Torn was one of the stars in the movie, and he saw me, and I had long braids, Indian, you know, and he wanted the Indian to stand behind Rip Torn.
So he sent his assistant director out there and asked me if I wanted to be in that movie, and I said, that's okay. And anyway, I had to sign a piece of paper saying I wasn't going to get paid or anything. That's normally for me. I work for free. And anyway, I was in that movie, standing behind Rip Torn. I was in the movie Charlie Berry, doing the same thing. I always wanted an Indian to be in the background with long braids or whatever. So, we did that. I'll shut this off in just a second.
Okay, we're coming up the road here. White Mountain Estates. And we're going to come into the Nevada state line. Have to be careful with the roads here because the roads are washed out. We've had a lot of flash floods. There's White Wolf Canyon Road. You can see that we've had a lot of rains here, which is good.
That's where Doug DeGrazio lives down there.
We're coming to the Nevada state line. Where the roads get better, that's Nevada. California don't take very good care of things. That's why I don't live there much anymore.
That's the Wallace Ranch down there. Gentleman Vernon Wallace and his son Leland, I went to school with. I talked to Leland the other day,
and I was asking questions about, we built the first backstop for the baseball backstop here, and in 1958. And I asked him, I said, "You remember that, Leland?" He said, "That's over 60 years ago." And I said, "Yeah, it was." And
there's Pinson Road. Ed Pinson was the sheriff of Esmeralda County.
Before him, there was a lot of them. One of them was Don Imus, and also Sandy Spicer, which I knew very well. Marilyn met before he died.
Down there is the Wallace Ranch and the Silver Peak Rangers, Mountain Mahogany, and a lot of Pinyon Pines up there. Here's an artist, one of the Wallace girls that I went to school with. She is an artist. She has a gallery down there.
Smokier from the California fires here.
This is Wallace Road that goes down to the Wallace Ranch. And then over there a little further, you'll see Bill Wright's ranch. Bill Wright was quite a cowboy. I saw him, he used to take his cattle and run them up all over there to Trace Plumas and Furnace Creek and
up in that part of the country up there.
Used to cowboy with him many, many years ago. All the cowboys in this country helped each other. There's a lot of little homes and things and all types of shapes and forms, some big fancy homes and just shacks here. That's Windmill Road down there. Down in the south end of the valley, the valley is narrower and the winds blow pretty hard. Down here, by some of those buildings down there, dark-looking buildings, that's where, and that Quonset hut down there, that's where the Dyer Airport is.
And down over here, used to be the fire department, now it's the ambulance barn, down at this end of the valley. Then we're going to come up right now to Gary Fedor's. Used to be feed store and hardware, now it's hardware store. This is the best hardware store that I know of in the United States. I've been all over the place, but he's got everything in here, and these prices aren't too bad either. Not really giving him any advertisement here in all reality, but he's this is where I bought all of my pedestals, electrical, septic system, and everything for my.
Do you want me to pull in or just?
I want you to turn down Wright Road. Now, Wright Road is Wright Road, okay? Now, it's called Billy Wright Road now because somebody went off and they found a sign that said Billy Wright Road. So they stole the sign and brought it and put it up down here. It was always called Wright Road before that, and the old post office was here. Now,
hardware store starts.
There's Billy Wright.
Now, I want you to turn right, Marilyn.
Okay.
All right. And that's some of the old homes up here. That home there is made out of railroad ties, but one on top of the other.
And here, I've been buying things from him. Go on down and just stop there by the church, Marilyn. Buy anything you need anywhere on that place right there.
Now this is the little church that I helped build so many years ago. Just pull right in there, Marilyn, and stop in front of the sign, and then we'll back out and go back down the valley.
Okay.
Fish Lake Valley Baptist Mission. I helped build this mission almost 40 years ago. Go ahead and stop. Stop, Marilyn. Stop.
And back up?
I want you to back up, yeah.
Okay.
That's part of the little church where I preached many, many, many times, several hundred times. And you're running off the road, Marilyn. You're not going backwards straight. Marilyn, hold on.
Okay.
Now we're going down from Wright Road. There's a lot of little homes out there in that area now that Bill Wright used to sell homes over and over and over again.
Up until about 1990, Fish Lake Valley had a lot of 25 to 35 below zero winter days. And people would come up here in the summertime because this place is so beautiful. If it wasn't so smoky today from the fires, you would see how beautiful Fish Lake Valley is. And they come up here and say, oh, this is a wonderful winter. So they buy a place. And first 25 below zero night, they take off, leave, load up all their clothes, take off, and never come back. And so Bill Wright, Norm Williams, and all these people would sell the same property over and over again, but kept on getting improvements on it all the time. We're going to come up to the Fish Lake Valley dump here pretty quick.
Out there is still rangeland like it was when I was young here, except there were really tall sagebrush. They must have had some fires through here to burn that tall sagebrush. And they got jumping cactus all over the place.
Now, coming up here, we're coming up to the Bar 99 Ranch. It's a very famous ranch. It had been in existence, I don't know how much, in the 1800s anyway.
I've
already said that, Marilyn. I'm passing the dump on the left. That's where we take our trash. By the way, you're not going to see a bunch of trash on the side of the road, Fish Lake Valley. They take the trash to the dump.
Now here is the Bar 99 Ranch.
Now that's White Mountain Peak up there, if you could see it. It's there. But 14,252 feet. And winds come off of that down through this area right here. There's Wild Horse Creek up there. I don't know whether you can see that or not. But Wild Horse Creek comes down here and feeds this ranch.
This is the Bar 99?
This is the Bar 99 Ranch.
This is a beautiful ranch until Jim Boyce bought this. Jim Boyce bought three ranches for $2 million apiece. In the 80s, I guess it was. They came here and proceeded to destroy the valley, dried up the lake, and forbid anybody to go onto the lake. This is all part of the Bar 99 Ranch here. And just beyond this is the Williams Ranch. I went to school with Randy and Linda Williams, and their father, Norm and Angie Williams, they were homesteaders here also. These people were real pioneers that come into this country. It took tough people. Slow down a little bit, Maryland, as we go by here. Now, this is the Bar 99 Ranch. Now, that's the great big bunkhouse and everything that was there, and the big cellars, smokehouses, and everything was here. You can just keep on going. But this was beautiful green Hereford cattle sitting out here in these front lawns here. And when Jim Boyce got it, this was all wild sage in there. He plowed all the sage down, and then we had sand dunes. Sand blows in here that were unbelievable that blew up. You had to go less than 45 miles per hour, man. All the sand blows came in here off of that place that he cleared all that ranch out of. Now down here is a community where I used to live. I lived here for 20 years. Back in this area, Norm Williams Ranch was right here, and Tom and Lou Dean had a market and a video store here and everything. Now it's the Fish Lake Valley Saloon there, and Ted Gray lived down here, and we'll be going by his old. This is a little Fish Lake Valley Saloon right there. One of my neighbors up there, he owns that now. But down there, right over there, where you see that yellow truck and the old cable tool rig, that was Ted Gray. When you see the pond up there, Ted Gray built the pond as it was today. And I used to live over there behind those trees, over there for 20 years. Now here's the Fish Lake Valley Museum and RV Park that Linda Williams. And that one old house over there came from, that was Blackie's house, that was up there on that road that I told you about. And here is the RV Park. And there's Valley Electric Corporation, which I was one of the founding members of. This is the RV Park in here. And right here is the Esmeralda Market. Just keep on going over there to the post office, Marilyn. Okay. And pull in there by the post. Yeah, that's the Esmeralda Market. And then here's a Dyer post office. If you'll pull in there, Marilyn. Yeah. And there's the Dyer laundromat right there. And we'll stop for now. There's the Dyer post office. Dyer, Nevada, 89010.
One thing I forgot to do a while ago was the Boonies restaurant. Little bar, the Boonies restaurant. One time out there in the front, a brown bear climbed up into that tree and was perched up in that tree. They called me while I lived over here behind this area and want me to come and tell them how to get the bear down out of the tree. And there's the post office right there. A little laundromat. There's the Dyer post office right there. And the fitness center, free fitness center. And the old ambulance barn, which is now the county yard. This is the Bill Hartman ranch right here. And not far behind there, this country, that's Patterson Creek coming down there. And my real good friend, Hank Patterson, lived right over here on the corner. Used to be the Patterson Ranch a long time ago. And then Walter Connolly bought it. And it was called the Connolly Ranch, and they had really nice Hereford cattle. Now, Bill Hartman's wife is growing wine grapes here. And, of course, he still has alfalfa. Now, that road that used to go right here used to go down to the Fish Lake Valley Cemetery. But off of that road was a house and a ranch, a small ranch, that Joel McRae bought for his double. He did a lot of the movies, the doubles for Joel McRae in the movie. Now, Joel McRae did a lot of his own stunts and everything, but his double did the most dangerous ones. Now, that's Patterson Creek up there where the Patterson family lived for a long, long time. Hank Patterson just took the name Patterson because the Patterson Ranch was here a long time ago, and he worked for them. He had 120 acres here. There's a Patterson Creek, or Perry Aiken Creek as they call it now. But there's where Hal Patterson lives now, and that's where Hank Patterson. Hank was like a father to me. And this was the Connolly Ranch right here. This was the old store and the gas station in Fish Lake Valley when I was a little kid back there. It's all abandoned now. And now as you look up there, now the Patterson Ranch and what became Walter Connolly's ranch was this ranch right here. They're growing a lot of hay there now. And here was a feedlot at one time. And we're coming up here to the community center. When I was young, and remember this was all part of the Patterson Ranch here. It became the Connolly Ranch. And then the road went down there to the Fish Lake. Fish Lake was here for thousands of years until Jim Boyce bought the Cord, the Connolly, and the Bar 99 Ranch. And then he proceeded to dry up the lake by drilling mud down it and concrete and forbidding anybody to swim in it. It had 78 degrees all year long. It was a hot spring well. Now right here was the old community center that I took part in Christmas plays and all kinds of stuff here. And there was a big windmill out there in the back. Anyway, there's where we had our little community center right there. Now it's the rodeo grounds
And the there's a big community center up there, actually two of them now.
The library.
And the library is up there, free library, free videos, whatever. And then down here, we're coming up to the Cord Ranch. E.L. Cord. Eric Logan Cord bought this ranch from the Lighties. Now you see all of those beautiful trees down there, poplar trees. They were actually fence posts. And when the Lighties, and you can see here where the water came across the road quite a little bit, down through there. And we're coming up to the Dyer Elementary School there. The Dyer Elementary School is where I went. And the old school building only had two rooms in it. And from the first grade to the fourth grade and the fifth to the ninth grade. And that's where I went to school when I was young. And on out down behind those hills is where the fish lake was. And right here, the BLM came in here and they put wild horse pens in here. And they were, at one time originally, they would bring the wild horses out of here when they'd get too many of them, they thought, on the roads. And they would put them out here and they would adopt them out of here. And there was a lot of wild horses in this country. When they, before the BLM and the federal government got involved with them, the people would turn mares loose in the herds, stallions loose in the herds, and they would take them and sell them as cow horses, and they were good. Down there, you see, that's the Cord Ranch. Now, in 1960, I worked for Cord, 1959 and 60. We worked for Cord. I was the assistant horseman. My dad, Dale Remling, was the horseman. And he trained Cord's horses for him, and he won everything in the world on them. He went over to Arabia and bought Arabians right out of the Bedouin tents on the sands of Arabia, because those horses are different than the other ones you see here. That's where I was in the movie, the Nevada Story, down there in front of Cord's house. I was riding a wild burro. Anyway, these trees here, just keep on going, Marilyn. Just keep going. No, just keep going. These trees were fence posts. When the Lighties put them in, they were fresh cut poplar fence posts, and they grew into trees. And now you can see there's a great line of trees. Now, the only electricity in Fish Lake Valley before Valley Electric was here was this here cord. Put in a hydroelectric plant, and he had two great big Waukesal diesels up there, and there when they had two of those turbines coming down Lighty Creek. Now, you could see all the mountains and everything, but it wasn't for the fire and the smoke. We don't have any fires in Nevada, but we got plenty of smoke from California. And this was all part of the Cord Ranch here. Then when I was a young man, there was a family named Coop that lived over there. Janice Coop and her brothers and them went to school, and they were homesteaders. And they finally left out, and Herschel Hansen's daughter, Rusty, that I went to school with, she bought the place, and over there where you see the trees, that's where the old Coop Ranch was. And then next to the Coop was a Hansen. Herschel Hansen and Genevieve came in here. And they came out of Strathmore, Porterville, Visalia area, and came down here. Herschel was originally a water well driller with a cable tool rig, and the first well I drilled in Fish Lake Valley for myself was with Herschel Hansen's cable tool rig. And there's the Rusty J Ranch there, where Rusty and Art Johnson live. And I think maybe you might have seen Rusty, or not Rusty, but Art and I go up to the, I showed him what the petroglyphs were. Now, way over there in the background is where the Lemons. Lemons were Indian, I think Cherokee Indian people. They moved in here in probably the late 30s and 40s. And he and his wife, they had four children, two girls and two boys, and I went to school with them at Dyer School. This is Herschel Hansen's house here. He built that house out of lumber that he took from the narrow gauge railroad, and he made a sawmill, and he built the lumber that went into that house right there.
And that down there is the Lemon Ranch, and now that's the road that goes to the Fish Lake Valley Cemetery. Now, Tim Boyce would not allow them to go to his ranch, so he made them build a new road. And this is the road that goes there, 5 miles to the Fish Lake Valley Cemetery. And in some of the pictures, you have seen that. This is a substation here. And I'll shut this off for a minute. That's the A Lazy L Ranch. I used to work with down there and help and visit with Ken Aldrich. He used to be the manager of that ranch. And now they rent the buildings out. There's A Lazy L, see? Used to have a red sign there. There's a mailbox. They rent the housing out there for the Western Shoshone tribe. Hank Patterson's grandchildren are living here still, and great-grandchildren, great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Then we come to the sand dunes. Now, I don't know whether you can see that clump of trees up there, but that's Upper McNeb. The Medak family, when they first came to Fish Lake Valley, they established that up there because it was a temperate zone, and the old ranch was there. Then they got the Oasis Ranch, and they have Lower McNeb. And then Bob Hartman, a good friend of mine, he bought up quite a bit of property down in this area. Anyway, this is the Fish Lake Valley sand dune. We're coming up now to the Hudson Homestead. Rod Hudson and his wife established this homestead, and they put in a great big apple orchard here. And two of his sons, Daryl and Rod, are now living there. This was also the Scales. There's where Daryl lived, right there. And there's all the apple trees. The bears come down here and eat the apples in the fall. There's the Scales, Sandpiper Road, a little bit of housing down in there. And there's Bob Hartman's ranch right there. Now, it used to be the Smith Ranch. There was a flood come down through here, and this completely covered that whole home up down there. You can see maybe where the big piles are. Bob Hartman bought that after Smith died. Bob Hartman lives in that house down there. And then over there, those homes over there and the trees, that's the Arlemont Ranch, which was very old. That is where the first Fish Lake Valley post office was, right there, in that old ranch. And my friend Bob Bender just bought that place. And Chattavich Creek, Middle Creek, Davis Creek all come down and go into that ranch right there, and there's big ponds out there. Anyway, that's the Arlemont Ranch. The main home on the Arlemont Ranch was built by and designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, by the way. And now here we are coming up to the Chattavich Creek where we live. Down here is where Jim and Pearl Bias live, and the old road maintenance station. They had quite a few road maintenance people. Jim Wallace, Jim Bias, and Bundy. And all of them had their stretch of the road to grade. They kept the roads as smooth as glass back in those days. Here we are going up Mount Water Ranch Road. And this is where we live here, just up a little way. Thank you for following along with us today. Now you got my whole history of Fish Lake Valley, where I came, and even my children could look at that and remember that. So I came all the way through one end of Fish Lake Valley to the other, almost, in my whole 65 years of being in Fish Lake Valley. Now,
you could see Boundary Montgomery Peak up there if it was clear. Neighbors here. This guy right there, back in the 80s, I gave him his ham radio test. He was a hang glider, gliding all over the White Mountains, and now he's my neighbor. I gave him his ham radio test again, renewed it.
And on the other side of this house is where we live, right here.
Mountain Creek Road. You followed us all the way down, all the way home. We don't have a elaborate dwelling, but we have beautiful trees and beautiful property and a beautiful creek. Thank you for following with us. God bless you.
By the way, that sign came from Mr. Cord. He got that from New York City. It was the Father Vagan Parkway Avenue of the Americas there. And that's the drilling bits that drilled my water well here.